us home again. Not knowing where we reside. We were fine yesterday, man. We got drunk upon our pride. But I need you now to know I love you. And I need you now to know I want to. And I hope you see that I like you to be my arms and heart still be free. Love it is just like a fire. It'll begin from a spark. But if it is not tended to, it'll leave you in the dark. But I need you now to know I love you. And I need you now to know I want to. And I hope that you'll see that I like you to be in my arms and heart still be free.
Stay Love, from the album We Fall In, released a few months ago by O.C. Elliott, an indie folk duo from Victoria with exquisite vocal chemistry who'll be performing this summer at Edmonton Folk Music Festival. Their song Run to You is featured on Apple Music's Acoustic Chill playlist, as well as in a recent episode of Grey's Anatomy. I spoke with John Middleton over Skype. John, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Yes, my pleasure.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
Not particularly. My dad played acoustic guitar, sang a little bit, but it was mostly confined to when we'd go camping, and he would bring out a guitar and play around the campfire kind of thing. And so that definitely, I think, instilled something in me of definitely loving the acoustic guitar and things like this. And so my uncle as well actually played music for a living up until the age of, I think he was probably 30 or something. So I definitely had some sort of a musical family, that's for sure.
When did you realize it was what you wanted to do?
I don't know, maybe right out of high school. It's not that I don't know if I really realized it's what I wanted to do. It's kind of, I was kind of interested in a bunch of different art forms. And at one point I definitely decided to pick one, and I picked music because that was definitely my favorite by far. And so I guess it wasn't so much choosing what to do as like just kind of things just led that way. And I preferred music to anything else. So, yeah.
Do you have a favorite or an especially beloved guitar?
I was given a guitar by my parents when I was about 11 or 12. And in some ways, that's my favorite. But over the years, it's got a little beat up, and it's... it's more of like my live kind of guitar now. And I bought a few since, like a couple more vintage guitars. And I don't know. I like them all for different reasons. I have about five. And there's not no one that I really go to, except I have one at home That's like a Gibson LGO, and it's kind of not a great guitar, but it just has a real nice, quiet, dead sound. So that's the one I play the most, I would say.
You have a solo career, and you're also a member of Victoria's iconic folk band, John and Roy, as well as O.C. Elliott. How do you juggle all of these projects?
Well, I mean, for one thing, the John and Roy thing, we're still doing stuff, that's for sure. But Roy is a full-time school teacher, which limits his ability to tour to basically like spring break and weekends and summertime, of course. But so it leaves me with a lot of time to do other things. And the solo stuff, I just kind of do that offhand every once in a while. Like I'm always writing songs, and sometimes it'll just feel like I have enough to do something as a solo project. And otherwise I'll just play around town occasionally by myself. But at this point, definitely the focus is the O.C. Elliott stuff.
How did you come together with Sierra to form O.C. Elliott? Did your musical collaboration come first or your romantic one?
Kind of the same. I guess our romantic connection came first, but not very. It was kind of intermingled in a way with the music. Like we, Sierra's sister had always wanted us to sing together. And so it was very quickly after we kind of linked up that we were coerced into singing together by our sister. and when we did, like we always kind of knew that we wanted to sing together. But when we finally did, it was kind of an instant connection in that way as well. And so it came really naturally after that, just to continue singing together because we just loved it so much.
I'm glad her sister came along. Your voices are so perfect together.
Thanks.
What was the inspiration for your band's name?
Well, we wanted something different than just our names, that's for sure. And we wanted something, I don't know, we probably wrote down like 50 names that we come up with, and none of them really seemed to fit, and we kind of narrowed it down to, trying to create something that was like, sounded like a person, but kind of harkening back to maybe an older time or something, but at the same time, a name that would be not recognizable in our time, which would also allow it to not be pigeonholed as like a really old name, you know, so that we'd have the ability to kind of be more folky and also expand into something different. And the OC came from kind of like a random thing where I one day went online and looked up my 1920s name through this like online name generator, because Sierra was really into 1920s like fashion and style, and so when I put in my name, it spat out O.C. Cleave was my full 1920s name. So for a while, yeah, we both saw that, and I sent it to her, and she really liked the name, like O.C. This was like a year before we'd even chosen the band name, and so O.C. stuck in our heads as like a very unique, cool kind of name. And so when it came to the time to do the name, we thought, well, that's a cool name, and we both really are into Elliott Smith, and we also like the name Elliott, so kind of OC and Elliott just kind of rolled together off the tongue, and so that was the choice.
You released your debut EP in 2017 and your 7-track record We Fall In just a few months ago. Is there a theme to the songs on the new record?
Is there a theme? I mean, generally speaking, I think a lot of our music revolves around like our relationship, so there's definitely a theme of like romance, not just romance, but also like the, you know, not just the happy parts of relationships. So like we don't want to just create music that's all about our relationship, but it's inevitable because that's what we sing about to each other. And it's, you know, it's easier to have a connection with a song if we both know the subject matter. So yeah.
You have a wonderful Live From Your CRV video for your song Run To You on YouTube.
Yeah.
That song's also on Apple Music's Acoustic Chill playlist and was very recently featured in an episode of my all-time favorite show, Grey's Anatomy. How cool is that? What can you tell me about that song?
The music, funnily enough, like Sierra was kind of playing piano one evening. She started playing this riff, and I don't even know if she was entirely sure what she was playing, like, or if she was just messing around. And I came running in. I was like, "What is that? That sounds really cool," and told her to repeat it, and then like recorded it. And then instantly, I kind of ran into the room and started coming up with like this melody and things, and then we worked on it together, and then pretty soon after, we had like an experience walking together where we kind of get separated from each other, and then we heard this like really intense noise that almost sounded like a bomb going off or something. And so we, and like immediately, as you do with someone you care a lot about and love, you seek them out right away. And so when we both found each other, we were, you know, very relieved. And there was this feeling of that, like, run to you when things go bad. And that inspired the lyrical content, as well as, I guess, I don't know, our present state of, polluting the world as we are. And so that's part of the subject matter as well.
Still called to you if I lose my sight.